officer a couple months ago, and there's a need for another. And Officer Martinez is I believe, the best candidate for this position. If anyone has, the chief is also on the line. If Chief Quano would like to say anything, say a few words, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank you, Guy. I've known Lou his whole career, 20 years. I've been retired for 10 years, but I've known Lou pretty much his whole time. I work with him. I know his dedication to the community, and he's actually he reached out. You know, sometimes I try to recruit, but in this particular case, he reached out and he just wanted to continue serving as he on to the next step of his career and continue his education and so forth. But I was very happy and pleased to reconnect with Lou and him expressing an interest in coming to work for us. I just think he's going to be a great fit and a great addition to the village.
Okay, thank you, Chief. Officer Martinez, do you have anything do you want to say to the board?
Who left it? Who left?
There's been two or three officers that have left. We're down to like seven. We used to carry 9 or 10. So there's, well, you know that Officer Jones left. Officer Jurors left. And who's the other one?
Christopher Mulrooney.
Mulrooney, I was thinking of. Christopher left also.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to build up, and mostly it's we're not covering any more time. It's just a matter of getting enough people to be able to cover the schedules and have time to cover the schedules we're looking to cover. So. All right, so Guy, do you want to make a motion to hire Officer Martinez?
Sure. So I'd like to make a motion to hire Lou Martinez as a police officer for the Village of Nassau at the rate, according to the contract, current contract, which is, I got it right here. $18.63 an hour. Yeah.
Get a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Rich. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the motion's carried. Yes.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
I thought that anybody that's on a call cannot vote on anything. They can make recommendations, but they can't vote.
I don't know. Is that the rule? I guess. Okay. Well, Julia, would you make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Would you second the motion?
I'll second it.
All right. Motion by Julia, second by Rich. Thanks, Charlie. Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Congratulations, Officer Martinez. You want to step forward? We'll give you your oath. So you raise your right hand. When I say my name, you say yours. I, Robert Valenti.
I, Luis Martinez.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of police officer.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Congratulations. Thank Welcome you. Aboard. I'm Thank very you. Happy to have you. If you would sign that.
Thank you.
Can you get a second?
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
Just sign word. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. You're welcome to hang around if you want, but I won't tie you up if you need to get pregnant. Absolutely.
Take care.
Thank you.
Stay dry out there.
Yep, get home before the storm.
Did you tell him he gets a
convertible?
Yeah.
Take care.
Take care. Okay, moving on here. Approve the minutes of the August 11th board meeting.
Where did he work before, Joe?
City of Albany. He was a detective.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he glad to get out of there?
Well, I think he'd be a bit, you know, he's going to be a good asset to the community. I mean, I like seeing people with some that kind of experience come in. They have a different, little bit different perspective on things. And Chief Colano speaks very highly of him, and, you know, I really respect his position and opinion of people.
And they need to be up here.
No? All right, so entertain a motion to approve the August 11th board meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the minutes, alterations, deletions. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report for August.
Make the motion.
Motion
second.
By Rich, second by Julia. Okay, questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Old business. DPW financing. I sent out information to everybody on the four quotes that we received for financing on the new dump truck. KeyBank had the lowest bid at 3.11% for a five-year contract or a five-year loan. So, let's see. So I guess we're going to do that under resolutions. But that's where we're at with that. What do we get a date for that? We're supposed to get the truck this month, right?
We just went to a meeting today, and then
Oh, yeah, okay.
So the grant could be towards the end of the month, but then we had that, then we'll have to put that undercoating on, have to go someplace else for that. So I suspect like the second week of October.
Right, but when we take the delivery, that's when we got to get the check from them. So.
Whenever
they say, right, so the end of the month, we're going to be doing that. So should have the new truck here by the end of the month, and probably by the 1st of October, we'll have it in operation. So we do have a piece of correspondence here. Honorable Robert Valenti, Mayor, from the SCODAC Court Security Qualification, regarding SCODAC Court Security Qualification Training. Dear Mayor Valenti, on behalf of the town of SCODAC, I wish to extend our thanks and appreciation to the Village of Nassau for assisting in providing a qualification training course to our court officer. Additionally, I wish to commend Chief Dan Colano for including our officer in the August 2021 training and witnessing his successful completion. We are grateful that the Village of Nassau is helpful and willing to share services with the town of SCODAC. Thank you for your help in facilitating this required training. David Harris, Supervisor. Very nice. Okay, so we did the new officer Martinez. All right, so everybody's got the reports in there. There's reports for police. So just quickly, 4 arrests, 35 incidents, 1 auto accident, 29 tickets. Let's see.
You want to add the records?
Yeah, we're going to do that. Oh, is that on here?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So we got the DPW report, water report. Not going to go through these. They're all pretty standard. So we received the refuse bids. Today, actually, right? Today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. So, where are we with that? Here.
Here, you should have a paper look like that. I typed it out for you.
Okay, let me find that. Here it is, right here. So we received three bids. So we asked for a 5-year contract. So the reason we did this was so that we could mitigate and let the companies that are bidding spread the cost of the bins over a 5-year period. That seemed to be what they were asking for to mitigate their costs. So the low bid was County Waste at $216,706.80 per 5 years, for the 5 years plus whatever CPI is over the next 4 years. The first year is locked in. Waste Management was second at $323,250 for the 5 years plus CPI, and Casella was third at $328,230 for the 5-year period plus CPI. So there was a rather significant savings from County Waste, and this is actually lower than what we're currently paying. Is that correct? Will we determine? Yes. So this is actually lower on a monthly basis than what we are currently paying. So we got a reduction. So I think it was well worth the effort that we went through the process, even though we had to do it a couple of times. I think it worked out pretty well. Okay. So, well, we will. We're going to do resolutions. So, so yeah. So now we're on. Any other new business that you know of, Missy? No. All right. So under resolutions, I'll entertain a resolution to accept the County Waste bid for $216,706.80 plus CPI for the 5-year period.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich, second by Julia. Any questions on that? Anybody happy with that? All those in favor?
Bob, yes. Are there any add-on years after that?
There are no add-on years. This is a 5-year flat contract.
Okay.
That's the way we wrote it up, because the others were 3 plus 1 plus 1. And okay. So in order to lock it in for the other bidders, so that they, because they would have had to take, because they would have to change the bins, we made it a 5-year flat contract.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. County Waste is going to continue to be our hauler for the next 5 years, from 2023 starting in June 23 through June 28, or June of 29, May of 29, I guess, right? Okay, so we did that.
Now, they're doing it cheaper than they are now?
Yeah.
Does that come up to the village residents?
Well, we'll have to see what the tipping fees are. There's two parts to this. There's actually three parts to this. So the refuse bill pays for the membership in Urswama, which coordinates the contracts and the tipping facility, and does the hazardous waste, the village cleanups, and a number of things they do. So there's a membership fee for those. It's around $6,000. Then there's the contract. So when we went to bid for contract, Urswama actually drew up the contract. So we didn't have to hire a lawyer. We didn't have to deal with anybody else. We dealt with Matt Curley down at Urswama. He's the executive director. Matt put the contract together with the terms and conditions that the village had asked for. You know, a straight 5-year contract and all that stuff, and that's all part of our fee also. And they also provide a facility with a rate of, you know, a coordinated rate for all the towns that belong to the Urswama for a tipping fee at our tipping facility. So we'll have to review and see what the tipping rate is, but we're trying to keep it so that you know, I mean, if it comes in at $190 instead of $200, we probably won't do anything with it, because we're going to do CPI over the next 5 years. So if we can spread that little bit of gain in the front towards, you know, a little bit of overage at the end and just smooth things out, keep it steady, I think that's probably in the best interest of the residents. Would you agree? Okay. So, you know, we're not looking to make money on it, but we just want to cover our costs. Okay. Do we vote on that yet? All in favor of County Waste, signify by saying aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, all in. So we did Officer Martinez. So, resolution, I told you about the quotes for the new truck. KeyBank was the lowest, so I'll make a motion that we approve the KeyBank financing quote for the new dump truck.
Seconded.
Seconded by Rich. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Open the floor for public comment before we pay the bills.
What's this I hear about a new sign? That's the first I heard about it.
The new, we had purchased a new digital sign, LED, that can be programmed from the office here.
Okay.
So they can put on it whatever they want. It's going to go in place of the one coming in on Route 20 on the west side of the village. And we purchased that for, I think it was $10,000, right? Is that what it was?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was right around there.
It was right around $10,000 for the sign. So
one question. I mean, will they be able to put on it when it's not busy doing for some
yeah.
drivers? Will they know Jake Brick?
Yeah, I mean, we could put anything on there. Yeah, we could put anything on there. We'll try to keep it something on there at all times. So
it's
we're going to...
the office and then...
I mean, I see other companies, yeah. They do that.
Yeah, we're going to try to do, you know, some community service stuff. So if there's, you know, the churches have something or the scouts have something or
now
whatever.
Yeah, we're putting everybody's little things on there. So we've been utilizing
yeah.
them. Well, we will.
But if there's periods that... you know, that there's nothing going on, we can put safety information on there or stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
That'd be a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I think it will, too. It's more versatile. We don't have to send people out there to crawl up there and change the letters. And
one more question. How's the new water system working out?
It's working great.
No more Saturdays and Sundays, nobody got you?
Nobody's coming in on the weekends unless the system calls me. It calls me, actually.
That's good.
And, you know, so I get a, my phone goes off, it says the well field is calling. So, but that's, I mean, it was happening initially, you know, every, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks or so, but I haven't had a phone call probably in 2 or 3 months.
It's working out good then.
It's working out great.
That's good.
So I think it's well worth it. So, anything else? Entertain a motion to pay bills 105 through 128 in the amount of $14,366.13 in the general fund and $7,067.83 in the water fund and $3,197.88 paid outside of abstract.
Make a motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich to adjourn. Second by Julia. We are adjourned.